Hello and welcome to today's episode of the B2B Visual Digest podcast brought to you by Fast Signs International Incorporated. I'm your host, Chuck Kaler. And today we're going to talk about today is how military skills apply to successful business professionals. You know, we often hear that the military teaches servicemen and women state-of-the-art skills from the tactical to the technical. But upon leaving the military, these servicemen and women must find employment where they can apply those skills. Some skills like IT seem obvious for civilian jobs, but other skills like leadership, strategy, budgeting seem a little bit more abstract and less obvious, yet are exactly the skills that lead to success in business. Today, we're interviewing Stephen McKenzie, a franchise business consultant for Fast Signs International. Stephen is based in Indiana, where he supports 56 Fast Signs centers across 7 states. He's also a member of the Air Force Reserve. And also joining Stephen is CEO of Fast Signs International, Catherine Monson. So I'd like to welcome Stephen first. Thank you for your service to our country. And thanks for joining us as well, Catherine Monson.
All right. We're glad to be here.
Thank you very much.
Let's first start asking Stephen a question about your role with Fast Signs. Can you explain a little bit about what you do or what your role is for the Fast Signs franchise network a little bit?
Well, I'm a franchise business consultant.
Okay.
I support 56 centers from Buffalo, New York, all the way through the Midwest to Kansas City.
Okay.
And what we do is we help provide on-site support. We visit them twice a year, review their financial statements with them, also help them on their business plans and deal with their financial projections as well. And if they want an exit strategy to look for future sale of the business or a way to invest it with their family.
And how long have you been with the
4 years.
Franchise? Okay, it's 4 years. Now, are there any job skills, Stephen, that you use in the Air Force Reserves that you can easily identify as skills that you use as a business consultant?
Yes, there is, actually. In my role in the military, I work as a liaison quite often between the command staff and the support troops. So what I will often do is have to sit in a briefing or in a mission planning session. They will then prepare a strategic goal, and I'll have to then be involved with sitting down with the troops themselves and the commanders in the field, providing the implementation strategy. So for me, I'm in the field, and I'm also on the road technically, which is what mm-hmm. I do with my current job. But then I'm also we go back to the command structure, whether it's in the field in the desert or whether it's back in an actual base.
Obviously, serving in the military makes a soldier the ultimate team player. But how is that an advantage in a civilian job?
But I think for me, what it's always done, it's highlighted the value of really watching each other's back. One of the common terms that's used in the military is that you have someone sick, means you have their back. And we will never leave anyone behind in a field of battle. We'll also never leave them behind when they're in training. And that happens for everyone, command all the way down to the entry-level soldier. So when I work in my current job, I'm in part of a team. So in the ops group, we have a number of us that do the same thing around the United States and around the world. So it's really encouraging for me when we get together. We do biweekly calls and also meet at least twice a year to help develop strategy for how we can improve our service in the field, which is very similar to what we do in the military.
Now, I want to switch to Catherine and kind of ask the same question from an employer perspective. What advantages do you see hiring someone that has a military background would add to your workforce at the network?
Anyone who has spent time in the military understands the critical importance of strategy, of objectives, of having a plan, of being prepared to think outside the box when the plan goes haywire, because plans do go haywire. Stephen McKenzie, who we are honored to have on the team, or really any one of our military veterans, we know that they come with great training on the importance of teamwork, plans, how to get things done, and then very importantly, when things go haywire, because they do, how to make good decisions.
And kind of to tie into that, Catherine, you know, there's often no black and white rules and regulations. How do you feel veterans perform under pressure in business situations? Can you kind of give me an example as to...
Well, I think it's very important to exercise one's stress genes or stress muscle. For those people who don't very often get to exercise their stress muscle, when they get in stress, they often don't handle things well. I cannot think of anything more stressful than being in a military situation where your life or your fellow military members' lives are in danger. That's called stress. And our military has gone through extensive training to know how to handle those situations. And while those situations are far more dire than any business situation, that prepares them from handling any kind of a stressful or emergency situation in business.
And Stephen, you're actually in it. So I guess give me some reasons why you feel veterans perform better under pressure in business situations maybe than other folks that may have not had that experience or background.
Again, I appreciate the question because it does reflect, as a reservist, you have a very unique role because you're living in two worlds. And once a month, the way it works for reservists or guardsmen is you go once a month on a weekend and then also 15 days out of the year. So you're having to be a civilian, also be a military member. But one of the things I've learned probably the most as a military member was we were getting to go to one of our missions, and the general had a briefing, and he told us something to remember as we were getting ready to leave. He said, there's three marks of a good leader. A good leader makes decisions. Second mark of a good leader, he knows how to delegate those decisions to people he trusts. And the third mark of a good leader, he can disappear and everything functions without him or her. And we're taught in the military how to be dependent, but also to be independent. In the case that you lose your command structure, those around you, you're taught how to then replace that command structure at a moment's notice. And then everyone will fall in line, and then you'll be able to replicate that. And that's why the training, what we go through, is so critical. We can train, like for this last deployment, it was years since my last deployment. But that training now is part of your muscle memory, and it helps you prepare for those stressful environments. The same way in the corporate world, as Catherine said, it is a lot different. It's not life and death, but it is critical. When you look at people's, their financial futures on the line, when they're investing in a small business, we have a great role to play to help them and steer them.
Have you seen any situations, Stephen, where the type of problem-solving skills learned in the military apply to successfully running a business?
Yes, I would agree. Especially what I just referenced, decide, delegate, disappear. I mean, that's the way you're taught how to essentially lead, become a leader by being in a mentoring role. So it's a really large part of the military complex is they train you, mentor you, but the goal is to always have you replace them because everyone has a shelf life, essentially. They have to retire. A little different than the corporate world. You could go on for 40, 50 years. When the military, after about 20, you've kind of used up a lot of your energy and your usefulness, and a lot of times because you need to have the youth and vigor. But I think for me, that's helped me in the corporate arena, is you have to continually find ways to be adaptable and be hardworking, be motivated, find ways to overcome adversity.
Catherine, I know that there's probably some franchisees in the network that are ex-military, now owning their own business. Do you see any difference between someone that has that military background and experience and how they run their business?
Well, we at Fast Signs, 11% of our U.S. franchisees are in fact military veterans, and we're very honored and proud to have them on the team. And I think that what Stephen said about decide, delegate, and be prepared to disappear, in other words, that your folks can do it without you, that kind of training is reflected very well in the success of our veteran franchisees. They know how to take the strategy, they know how to delegate and how to train, and they know how to create those empowered employees that get the job done even if they're on vacation. And we all need to take vacations from time to time, as simple as that sounds. So we really see a great resource and a great value in our veteran franchisees.
Stephen, what other leadership skills can veterans bring to their civilian careers?
One that really stands out for me right now when I'm thinking about it is you need to be able to adapt. You need to be able to multitask. And so, for example, because you have to learn to move in a military environment just literally from driving to that base on a Friday night or Saturday morning, you now are all of a sudden technically on active duty orders for that weekend. So that's where you have to be able to figure out how do you turn your attentions and your energies in a different direction. And I think in business, as I've noticed with especially small businesses like we have at Fast Signs, a franchisee has to be very adaptable because there's a lot of moving targets. And I think the one of the things I've noticed with the new franchisees when they come into the system, if they haven't had experience before and being a small business owner, is you have to learn how to not be overwhelmed by the change, but how to embrace it and find ways to grow through it.
And how does that carry over, Catherine, into being an employer? Are there other leadership skills or traits that you try to find in folks that you hire on that you want to emulate from people that have been in the military?
Well, even if you're hiring someone not directly into a management role, anyone who has leadership skills is going to contribute more to an organization than if they don't. And I think that really what the military does is it teaches basic leadership skills, and everyone knows how to implement those skills, and that's critical, and that's going to make a great line employee, a great management employee. And no matter what their role, when you have strong leadership skills, even in the community, even in the family, even in the church, that allows you to bring people along in a better and a faster way. And so for any position in a company, leadership skills are absolutely valuable.
Next, I kind of like to switch gears a little bit because I've heard that you guys have won a very prestigious award. Stephen, why don't you tell me a little about that? I understand that you were deployed recently, and normally employers are, they have to, I guess, hold your position while you're deployed, correct? That's the law.
That's right.
Tell me a little bit more about what happened when you got deployed, and then we can talk about this award that was bestowed to Fast Signs.
Yes, I was involuntary activated, which is a term that is used when you are given orders from president when they specifically have a mission or they have to fill slots to complete a mission. I remember when I had to notify my direct report and up the chain ultimately to Catherine. You know, it was obviously very emotional for myself, my family, and even here with the Fast Signs family, they've become a family to me. And I was also getting concerned because the reality is when you're in the military, they do not pay you what the corporate world pays you. It is not commensurate with that. So there was certainly a level of burden I was feeling for my wife and children, my three children, when I was gone. And I remember Catherine stepping up and telling me that we're going to match your pay so that whatever you're missing, you will not go short. You will not have any shortfall. And that is not something an employer has any requirement to do. There is no law that says you have to pay anything except for you have to save that job. And I can tell you about all the ones I serve with throughout the Middle East, it is very rare, especially the ones I serve with, that they actually had their employer step up and do what Fast Signs did for me. I don't think it should be rare. And that's one of the reasons why I nominated Fast Signs.
So you, how long were you deployed for?
It was from November 3rd to, I was released on July 6th. Of 2014, November 3rd, and released in 2015, on July 6th.
7 months.
That's correct. 240 days.
And so Fast Signs filled the gap in your pay. So tell me about this award.
Yeah, so I remember before we had to leave, we had a couple weeks of briefings about everything, preparing us for that environment, how to deal with the desert, other things, but also how to take care of your family. We went away as a family for a few days, and they have a special program called Yellow Ribbon Program. When we went to the Yellow Ribbon event about 4 weeks before I was deployed, they talked to us. One of the colonels that spoke to us said, you're getting ready to leave your family, and you're going to go into environments where, you know, God forbid, nothing happens, and you come back safely, but you're going to be leaving your families behind. And most of our families that are reservists are not living on a base. You don't have the support system that active duty people have. But he also said, if you believe, when you come back, if you feel like your employer was exemplary, they were above what you ever expected, then you should consider nominating them for the Freedom Award. And you have to be deployed overseas. You have to have it be activated like I was. And then if you want to nominate your employee, you can. So that was something in the back of my mind. Cynthia remembered that. And as Cynthia was the one back here in the States receiving the care from Catherine and her staff and all the support system that was going on, it became very apparent to me too in the field, the way I was being cared for, that I knew when I got back, I was going to nominate Fast Signs. And I remember when we had our team week, my first team week after getting back in October, I told Catherine that I wanted to nominate Fast Signs for this award. And that's how it all started. But basically, the Freedom Award is given to only the employers in the United States that support their reservists and guardsmen with the greatest level of care and concern, and those that actually stand above the rest.
Do you know how many companies got nominated? Or,
yes, there were 2,424, Catherine, I believe. They were nominated from all 50 states and the territories. And we were very blessed to make it through every one of the cuts. There was 139 that was winnowed down to 139, and then down to 30, I believe. And then we also received an award for the state of Texas, the Patriot Award. And Catherine and our Executive Vice President, Mark Jameson, and my direct report, Buddy Williams, also received a Patriot Award. And that was, again, a high honor for an employer to get that in the state of Texas. But beyond that, we then were moved on to the final cut for the Freedom Award. And there was only 15 selected out of 2,424. And Fast Signs was officially selected a couple weeks ago, which is an amazing honor.
Catherine, first of all, congratulations. That's such a prestigious award and amazing story to be able to take care of one of your own. What does it mean for Fast Signs to win this award, this Freedom Award?
Well, it certainly is an immense honor, but I think what's most important is that we didn't do this to get an award. I didn't even know there was an award. Stephen was back 5 months before he even said, by the way, I'm thinking about nominating you for an award. What I think is most important, what I would hope that we could use this recognition towards, is to motivate other employers to just take care of their folks. There was no question in our mind that we needed to make sure that we made up the difference between Stephen's military stipend and what he would be paid. How else is his wife going to pay the bills when he's gone for 7 months? It doesn't make any sense. And we as Americans really owe our lives and our freedom to the military. And so here we have one of our own team members that's involuntarily activated. What else are we going to do? It's called doing the right thing. And then, you know, the personal things, the cards and the gift boxes and the love and the things like that, that's just being human. And that's what I want other employers to do, is love on their people. All we did with Stephen and his family is love on them. And that's what I hope more people will do. I think it's wonderful to get this award. Didn't know that such an award existed. But what I want to do is use this award really, if I could, to get on a soapbox and motivate other employers to take the same kind of love and care and financial care of their employees who are guard and reserved and are activated.
So there was more than one winner, right? How many winners of this award?
There are a total of 15 winners. We're one of 15, and there are some amazing employers included in that group.
Sounds good.
If you're an employer and you have guard or reservists who work for you, you're getting their natural leadership skills and their abilities and all their great training. You also have amazing patriots. They're doing amazing things and making sacrifices for this country. Take care of them. That's what's important. That's my thought.
Good advice. Stephen.
This subject always gets so emotional for me, so I'm just very honored and humbled the way I've been treated here at Fast Signs. And you, Chuck, you know yourself and all the others that work here, and the way Catherine has led that example is leaves me speechless. And it's, quite frankly, the biggest challenge, I think, coming back from a deployment is reintegrating.
Well, we're glad that you're back and you're safe. And again, we appreciate your service to our country. Well, that's it for today's episode of B2B Visual Digest. Many companies overlook the benefits of hiring military veterans who have been trained, understand teamwork and organizational structure. Many business-savvy companies actively seek these skilled individuals to fill important roles. Veteran applicants may be found through the many programs established by private entities or government to help with their transition to civilian employment. Thank you for listening. I'm Chuck Kaler, and I invite you to join us for another episode of the B2B Visual Digest podcast brought to you by Fast Signs International.